Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of your favorite program. Thank you for joining me one more week. Today we are going to talk and combine two topics that we are passionate about in this program, music and books. We have talked about this before in another episode with Pink Floyd and their album Animals and how it was inspired by George Orwell's book Animal Farm. But today we are going to be talking about some songs that were inspired by the book 1984 by the same author George Orwell. In case you haven't read the book, here's a summary. 1984 is a dystopian novel published in 1949, which follows the life of Winston Smith, a member of a political party that governs the continent of Oceania. He is tired of the Big Brother. The Big Brother is the leader of the party and controls every aspect of people's life. He also invented the language Newspeak to eliminate political rebellion. He created thought crimes to stop people to think about things considered rebellious. The party controls what people read, speak, say, and do. Winston Smith begins a rebellion with his lover Julia. They fight for freedom and justice, but they fail and they die loving the Big Brother. This book shows us and warns us of the extremes that a totalitarian state can reach. Despite of being a dystopia, the world in which we live in now is similar in some aspects, which is not so good to say. And I have to say that to me, it was not a super fun or enjoyable reading. Even sometimes it was heavy, but it is very well written. And the most important message that I found is that we must resist mass control, oppression, and if we do not decide our role in this society, others will do it. The name of this first song is 2 plus 2 equals 5. This is a song by a British band called Radiohead. And here they talk about how O'Brien, another member of the party, tortures Winston Smith in room 101, telling him some dictatorial phrases. O'Brien tells Winston that sometimes 2 plus 2 can be 4, other times it can be 5 or even 3. There is never a specific name since it changes depending on the moment of the action. If the Big Brother says that 2 plus 2 equals 5, then the world will say so. Another of the things that is talked about in this song are the atrocities that are committed in the society of the Big Brother and the manipulations that people suffer through the media that are always in favor of the party. Another of the bands that have been influenced by this book is the British band Muse. The band places great emphasis on this book in their album entitled The Resistance, in which we can see that it narrates the entire book. The cover, the lyrics, the characters, everything is inspired by the book. The beginning is the song Uprising, and the end, when Winston surrenders, is the song titled I Belong to You. Now we are going to listen to a fragment of the songs that narrate the romance of Winston and Julia. This song is called Resistance.
Tonight, and I'll be out of sight. Or will I welcome
Finally, we have the iconic David Bowie, who loved George Orwell's book so much that he wanted to make a whole musical, but he didn't get the rights, so he finally made an album. Some songs are 1984, Big Brother, and We Are the Dead. In these songs, we can hear various phrases that refer to this world, such as the light made by the party or the people that didn't have a free thought. Now I'll leave you with the song 1984. I hope you like the songs, and if you haven't read the book, I highly recommend it. Thanks for listening, and see you next week.